Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the worship team. We want to continue praising the Lord, and as we sang, we come to this day as believers because we bow our knees. We have a King and we have a Lord, and we're here to bow our knees. He's no stranger to our weakness, and we're happy because of that. And we're happy because we have family, that we can be safe and support each other and encourage each other and share love, like it was shared this morning by Pastor Kevin. I'm not sure if he's going to preach the same sermon, but he said we receive love, light, and eternal life, and we are happy for that, and we celebrate that. So we take a time to give thanks to the Lord in any possible way. So if you have anything that you had to share with us, that you have been blessed, or you need a prayer, because nothing is too small for the Lord to share. So bring it up to God. He took our sins. That's why we're celebrating this day. So please come up and testify if you have something to say. You have to wait for you to speak a little while. You cannot talk yet. So please, the mic's open, and please come and testify.
I don't see Chica, so I guess I'll steal her thunder. Today, Chica said to me, Chica Kunishige said to me, Sensei, you're not, I want to introduce you to somebody that you already know. You met them 5 years ago. You'll know when you meet them. And I said, okay, maybe somebody from my wedding place. So I live in Iwakuni near a large tidal river. And it's used to be really good fishing for Suzuki, or sea bass. And I've been catching these fish for many years, but about 5 years ago was the last year that I did it. And so I was on a jetty, and I saw some guys wading out in the river fishing. And so I went to the jetty, and on the first cast, I caught about a 10-pound, 70-centimeter sea bass, and I laid it beside me. And one of the guys from the river waded over, and he came on the jetty, and we began to talk, and I said, I'm a pastor, and I do some counseling, but my senior pastor is really the counselor, and I'm involved in the Japanese service, but mostly in the English service. And he said, I need some counseling. Yeah, I'm struggling with depression. I've been to counseling and stuff like that. And so we exchanged phone numbers and email and something. We never really got in contact with each other after that. And then just a few minutes ago, a guy walked over here to me and said, remember this lure? Remember this lure? You introduced me to this lure 5 years ago. And, we're just standing there going, and okay. So I'm going, okay, Hiroshi, come here. And I said, what's the connection here? Chica works in a company, and she's going to, can I tell them? She's leaving, right? She's going to be leaving in the spring to further her education. So in order to do that, she had to meet with this guy who works in the company, same company she works with. And she invited him to church today. So look at the connection. I mean, and here I am, I'm not working today. So is God chasing this fellow or what? The lure. A lure. Do you know, 5 years ago when I tell him, when I met him, I said, the fact that you have depression and you met only me out here on this jetty, and my senior pastor is a clinical psychologist and a pastor, God must be trying to tell you something. You know what he said? He said, I think you're right. And then just a few minutes ago, you know what he said? I know that God's after me now. Amen, chica? Wow. Hey. So that's just amazing, just amazing. Praise God. What a great Christmas miracle, huh? Let's see, top that.
Happy Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Thank you for praying for our gospel choir's concert. Last week. And it was, customer was only 5 people because so many rain. But we could enjoy the singing and we did nervous. Yeah, that's why very wonderful concert and a very, very heartwarming concert. Yeah, that's why I want to say thank you for everybody pray for us. And also, one more prayer request. I ask you guys, now I... How do you say English name that?
Impresa?
Spring Engel. I had an ache, and also last Tuesday I got the third surgery on my left shoulder, and I still have ache. Please pray for me, and the ache smoothly going get away. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Darcy. I wanted to praise God for some time I got to spend with two of my Japanese friends earlier this week, two awesome women, you would love them, Naoko and Ayako. They were really some of my first friends when we moved to Kita, Hiroshima area. And so we had some time together last Christmas, we talked at Easter, we dyed Easter eggs, we've been talking about the gospel, talking about were Mary and Joseph gods too? Like, how did Jesus come? They have great questions. so they came over just to hang out for 6.5 hours or something the other day. And one of the things we did was we made Christmas cookies. And I was saying before we started rolling the dough and making the shapes that I don't have the best Christmas cookie cutters. I have a star and I have a heart and I don't have an angel. I don't have any shepherds. So I say this to my friends, and they've remembered the angel from last year, but they're like, shepherds? Like, why do you need shepherds for Christmas cookies? I'm like, oh, that's a great question. And so very naturally, I'm sharing, what happened with the shepherds and how much God loves everyone. The lowest shepherds were the first ones to be visited with the news of Jesus. And then later we see a couple years later, we see these wise men come, the princes who come. So you have the low and the high because Jesus is for everyone. And they're like, oh, Naruhodo, Naruhodo. They were really interested and they were really listening. And they're just really my friends. Like, I get so encouraged with my time with them. I also gave them each a calendar that one of our Japanese friends makes every year. He's an artist and he's also a pastor in Toyama. And so he makes a calendar, and it has scripture on it in Japanese and in English, and it's beautiful. So I gave them each one of these calendars, and my friend's like reading one of the verses. She's like, oh, just that really hit me. It was just like really exciting. These are women I've prayed for, and I just love them so much. And just in this one afternoon together, I'm seeing them like get excited about the details of the Christmas story or get hit by scripture. It's been so, just please, I would love for you to pray for my friends Naoko and Ayako. That they would just continue to be curious and God would change their hearts. We'd also love prayer for this week, tomorrow, and on Christmas Day as well. We're going to have some people over to our house. So we're going to have a nice big group of neighbors and friends come over tomorrow. And we're going to be sharing the Christmas story and singing some Christmas songs and decorating some of those Christmas cookies. And then on Christmas Day as well, we'll actually have some of our Christian friends come over, but also the cafe owners, where we shared about adoption, the cafe in our area. That Japanese family will also come over and join us with our Christian friends for Christmas dinner and singing and hearing the story as well. So just would love your prayers for just Jesus to be just so, like, as he is, like, really attractive and then it's these days. So thank you for your prayers.
Hi, my name is Makiko. Thank you for the prayer for my operation. I told you about, I postponed it and I couldn't get my courage to do so. So I went to get a second opinion and the doctor said, for now, don't worry. If you don't want to, just keep it in different diet and try not to make it grow as much, you know, and wait to see. So I trust in the word, and I pray for it, and ask for the members to pray with me, and and the prayer, not just my health, but my heart, and the problems that I am carrying myself. I think I have to pray and get all the things out. Don't hold on myself and just give all the things to God and just need to trust. Yeah, that's all. So just continue pray for me and my heart. All the things happen and happening. My heart is just feel good sometimes. I feel worry. But all the things, just put all the in front of me, and yes, I had to have a courage to all the burdens out from me. So I guess that's the way to or ask for healing from God. I trust in God. Thank you.
Yes, please. If there's any other ladies who would like to come and lay hands. Would you pray? Let's pray together. Yes, Lord. Father, we know that you have made us for many purposes. Lord, some purposes, Lord, are very light and easy, and some purposes are very heavy and difficult. And for those things that you have put on us to carry, if they are heavy and difficult, Lord, we look to you as you carried the cross, you carried the burden, and you won the victory for us. And Lord, we pick up our cross, and we follow you even to the grave, and then through to our resurrection. But Lord, in this body that we still live in, we have many struggles, some physical, with our health, and Lord, particularly with Makiko, with her health. Lord, we lift up her body to you. As we lay our hands on her, we believe that you are laying your hand on her, Lord, to heal her completely, as only you are able to do. And Father, we trust that you give wisdom to both Makiko, her husband, her doctors, and all who are involved, that her health would be restored to the glory of Christ. And then, Father, even more so, her heart, her soul, her spirit, her mind, we ask that you would lay upon her your gentle, comforting, and uplifting hand. Lord Jesus, no one encourages us. No one knows us more than you. And so we trust that you know Makiko more than even we do. You know Makiko even more than she knows herself. So, Lord, we know that when we don't know what to pray, when we cannot pray, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with moans and groans that we ourselves cannot speak. So, Father, we trust that your Spirit is upon Makiko. And in those times, Lord God, when she's in the valley, when it's hard to see, when the pain is hard and the burden is heavy, Lord, lift her up, Lord Jesus. In her spirit, help her to preach to herself, why so downcast within me, O my soul, why so disturbed? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. I pray that you would put praise on her heart and on her lips and help her to lift up her hands in faith, Lord, trusting you for all these things. We know that when we choose to follow you, everything doesn't get fixed all right away. But Lord, we know that each difficulty has the purpose for refining us and for our redemption. So we trust you, Lord Jesus. And so we lift up Makiko. We love her as our dear sister and our mother, and some of us for our daughter, Lord God. So we pray for her, her health, her body, her mind, Lord. And we trust that you will give her all the victory. And we look forward to her next testimony, a testimony of praise, a testimony of thanksgiving, and of victory, because we believe that that's who you are, and that you are. That's what you do. So we lift up all these things to you in the blessed and victorious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for the prayers, and most everybody knows that I'm Akiko, and she's my wife. So keep praying for me and for our family. So thank you, for all the blessings that we receive here in this church. Many of you know that we became Christians here. This is where we accepted the Lord's call to follow him, and we'll go wherever he takes us. So just give me a daughter, and it's a blessing, but she has to eat the bullet. Okay, so if there's any other prayer requests or testimonies, we can go to the Lord in prayer. Do we have anybody for first time? Can you just stand and say your name? Singa. Angola. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. You can stay in fellowship after service. Can we have somebody else? No. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Just your name.
My name is Yoshinori Yoshigeo. I'm from Yagi.
Yagi.
5 years ago, I went to heaven.
Oh, okay.
I
feel
like this.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome. Yoshinori. So let's take a minute to present to the Lord this prayer request, and there's a bulletin. Is any other prayer request in the bulletin? Praises for I want to ask you to pray for my friend family, Justin and Gina. They were here a couple times during this year. They had a baby, so they couldn't come. They didn't have a car. And Justin and Gina, he was working in Saijo, but the company was giving him too much work. He said it was taking him away from his family. So they made a decision that it was more important than the family, and he quit his job, and he got a job in the U.S. So they're going back to the U.S. He's staying by himself for a little while before he finished, but his wife and his two daughters are going back to Boston, I think. And so please pray for Justin and Gina for their new work and new life in the U.S. So thank you for that. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. So.